Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 34, episode 3-4. So we're going back to the scripture we've been using, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So in the previous episode, I spoke about the nature of man. Or even the nature of the first man, Adam. Because if you do not know who he is, you only think Adam is a physical body. You will just think that every man is just a physical body that you can see, that you can touch, that you can relate with, and that is all there is of a man. But by the book of Revelation, when I say the book of Revelation, I mean the Bible, the book which is Revelation. I'm proving to you that man is more than this physical body. The man is a spirit, he has a soul and lives in a body. Oh, show me the spirit. Of course, the psychologists do not know that the man is a spirit. They can only talk about consciousness and all that, but they cannot know it because it cannot be physically determined. And anything that cannot be physically determined, science is a novice concerning that thing. So Proverbs 20:27 says, listen. The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Proverbs 20:27. So the spirit of a man, so the man is a spirit. And with a spirit, I said to you, he relates with God, the spirit world. With his physical body relates to the physical world, and with his mental and intellect, he associates or relates with the beauty, appreciation of beauty, and all that. Okay, so now, when because the man is a spirit, and I said he relates with God with a spirit. The word of God, which is revelation, now after creation, shows us that God created the man like himself. So Genesis 1:20 says, and he said, let us make the man in our own image and after our own likeness. God created the man in the God class. But why was that? Because man was going to be the companion of God. Man was going to be the companion of God. And as the companion of God, I said God had angels, but the angels were servants. He wanted someone who was just like him. Who was just like him. And that is why he made the man like himself. God created you like himself. God created you like himself. And no man should kill himself or commit suicide, no matter what you're going through, because of this and that, and because I've gone and this pain and all, I want to kill my. No, you should not kill yourself. There is a song that says that I can't kill myself. I can't kill myself. You should not kill yourself. There is no need for the man to kill himself. No man, no man, your life is not yours. So man had the intellect of God. I say God created the man just a little lower than himself. That's what the Bible says. That what is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that you should even visit him, because you've created the man a little lower, the King James says, than angels. But that when you look at the Hebrew word there, it says Elohim, you created, and Elohim is God. Elohim is the name given to God. So you created him a little lower than God. You were created a little lower than God. But I cannot see that is because something happened in the garden. And I'm bringing this slowly into what you need to hear, because it's so important for you to understand that the Bible is a revelation, and the center of the Bible is the man. Man. And even when I say the man, there is the man, capital M, who is Jesus. And there is the man. So the first man was Adam. He failed us. So God had to create, or had to give us, a second Adam, or the last Adam, who is Jesus Christ. Oh, you are so blessed, blessed, blessed. As you hear these things, you are blessed. Bye.